Hot Breakfast, Kevin Ross with California Girls, Katy Perry. A chilly start to the day, but a nice day today, actually. 12 the high. It's going to be dry and sunny. And by the way, on tomorrow's show, we're going to speak to Omid Jalali. Now, he's the stand-up comedian guy, the guy who's in the ads. For the, it's Money Supermarket ads, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Do you speak to me like that?
That's it. He speaks like... Now, he's got a comedy talk doing the rounds, and we're going to be chatting to him on the show. And I'm really looking forward to meeting him, or chatting to him, because apparently he's hilarious. That's on tomorrow's show on Hot Breakfast.
And does he really speak like that all the time?
Let's talk about feet, yes. if we have to. And I am dreading this.
Oh, I love this idea that you can actually read someone's personality through their feet. Now, I've heard of palm reading, and obviously I know that reflexology is really good, but can you actually tell someone's personality from their feet?
Well, Jane Sheehan thinks she can. She's a professional foot reader. She's got her own website, footreading.com. And me and Roz had to take photographs of our bare feet.
Yeah, she offered us a free reading.
For
she
a
does
free this, reading.
I mean, she
does celebrities, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does celebrities. Out of all the ladies that were up for an Oscar when Reese Witherspoon won hers, she looked at all the feet. She didn't know which actresses they belonged to. And she did say, from the personalities, I would say that this one, didn't even know who it was, this one would win the Oscar. And it was that those feet belonged to Reese Witherspoon.
In this job, we often get forced to do things that we don't really like. Like dressing up in silly costumes or whatever it may be.
But and having to take my socks off was the worst thing ever.
It was embarrassing in front of you with some stranger taking a photo. Anyway, it's happened and we sent it to Jane and she's done the readings and we're about to speak to her.
Yeah, so we'll get her on the phone, but we've also got, have you got your paperwork
I'm
back?
Not looking at it.
She actually wrote like a really long document. That with quite specific things. I mean, saying that on mine, it says you're very creative and expressive and you like aesthetic things around you. That's very important to you. You compromise way too much.
Oh, it's a bit harsh. Don't look at me when you said that.
But I mean, yeah, I mean, it's like sheets and sheets long, all of, and you read it, you go, oh my God, that's me.
Okay, well, we're going to chat to her next on Heart, and I'm sort of semi-dreading.
You're sceptical, really,
aren't
you? I'm
very sceptical, but we'll chat to Jane, the foot reader, about what she thought of our feet after Tayo Cruz, Dynamite, Heart Breakfast. Tayo Cruz, Hot Breakfast, Kevin Ross, just gone 20-8.
So, we've just had our foot readings done. We took pictures of our feet and we sent them off to a lovely lady called Jane Sheehan, who reads feet.
Hiya, Jane. It's me with the minky feet.
Tactful.
It wasn't overly tactful. Get yourself a nutritionist and see a chiropodist immediately.
Yeah,
thanks a lot, Jane. Nice one. You know, when we get asked to do this, I dreaded it because I know I've got awful feet and my toes have been likened to that of an animal.
Did you like your reading then? Because I wasn't very harsh, was I?
I'd have been harsher, Jane, because I've seen his feet.
Yeah.
Looking at the third toe on Kev's foot, it's longer than you would expect it to be given the other toes.
You've not been booked. Come on here to have a go at my third left toe. Come on, say something nice about that toe, please.
Well, I will because it's not terrible. It's elongated, which says you have a lot of drive and determination that you can do twice as much as the next person given the same time and resources. You've both got a very short little toe, which says you've got a great sense of fun. And also, your little toes are on their side. And that says unconventional, rebellious, my way or the highway.
Yeah, that's me.
You've both got that too, so you probably egg each other to get up to all sorts of mischief.
I think we just annoy each other.
Yeah, that's what it
is. It works in that way.
Jane, the one spooky thing in this was that you, I don't know how you did it. Did anyone tell you about my family situation?
I had to do the reading knowing nothing about you other than a first name and a photograph.
Well, I mean, I've gone through quite a big change in the last year because of a relationship breakdown and a kind of change in the family routine. And you telling me you spotted that just from my feet?
Yes. When I look at the fourth toes on both feet, I'm thinking about family, relationships, how you relate to others. And there's a couple of things showing. When I look on the top of the foot, you've got a line across the joint, and that's showing me that you've become adaptable, having to know when to hold back, having to know when to push forward. And then when I'm looking underneath, you've got very dry skin, which is a need for nurturing, warmth, love, affection. And you've got some peeling, which peeling is like a fresh start, a new beginning. But if it's constantly peeling, it's where you think you've dealt with the issue, but it keeps coming back to haunt you.
So my feet say, this is the feet of a single guy.
But yeah, pretty much.
It's amazing.
Well, thank you very much for an insight into our personalities through our feet.
Oh, you're welcome.
By the way, Gail from Cambridge has texted in asking if she can have her feet red. Why would you want to do that, Gail? She'll just tell you need a chiropodist. But you can go to her workshop. Jane's got a workshop, hasn't she?
Yeah, I thought it was really impressive.
At Sleep Hall Hotel, St Ives, 26th and 27th of November for a workshop weekend. Or go to footreading.com for Jane's website. Coming up, Gaga and Robbie Williams and the traffic and travel, 7:45, Thursday.